You know what typecasting is, right? Like, sometimes, an actor or someone will eventually get cast in a role like a doctor or, playing the monster in a horror movie or, the damsel in distress or the hero that comes to save the day. So, typecasting is very common, in Hollywood and media. And something I always imagine is, imagine like an actor getting typecasted as a chronic masturbator. Like, just imagine it. Like, they do it for a big film, a big blockbuster film, top of the charts, all that shit. They play a chronic masturbator on this on their first gig, on their first real gig, and it's the only time that everyone takes them seriously. So they do a lot of method acting, hang around bait communities, try to develop that chronic masturbator persona and develop a character that's so realistic that everyone believes them to be like the picture perfect chronic masturbator. And you can imagine whatever celebrity you want to imagine in this role. Just imagine them just like masturbating in the film, just talking about their chronic masturbation openly as a character, and everyone believing it. Everyone really just sort of just falling for the character, believing that they are a chronic masturbator. Like, just imagine your favorite celebrity just being cast in this role, and then everyone confuses them for being Jeff the Chronic Masturbator or something instead of their actual name. They'll be on another project, and then people will be like, "Oh, wait, that's the guy that played the Chronic Masturbator in the movie. I forget his name, but I know him as Jeff the Chronic Masturbator." And then they'll have to, after the success of the film, they have to go on interviews, they have to do book tours, deals, and everything. And they'll get interviewed and asked, like, on late night talk shows, just be asked like, "Oh, are you really a chronic masturbator? You're very realistic in this film." And they'd have to deny it because there's no other choice, to do. Like, your professional career, you have to deny it and say, "No, I'm just an actor." They'd have to be on TV and say, "I'm just an actor. I just did method acting, and I performed a very realistic role as a chronic masturbator. I studied bait culture for a long time, and I just tried to do my best to show that on the screen." And the audience would applaud them for really showing the side of the community that they've never really considered, seeing how the people that are chronic masturbators are human too, and there's nothing wrong with them. Their role would help destigmatize chronic masturbation for everyone. And so you'd see a resurgence in chronic masturbation. You'd see an increase, an uptick, more people coming out as chronic masturbators. And that they would cite this celebrity who isn't a chronic masturbator, to be their gateway into accepting themselves, to be their reason why they completely do want to be known as a chronic masturbator. And the celebrity would have to go out of their way to prove that they're not a chronic masturbator. They would have to avoid the paparazzi trying to catch them chronically masturbating their penis, from time to time. They would just show up on their doorstep asking them, "Hey, how much did you masturbate today, sir?" And just try to like figure out, try to get the headline, try to get the story of whether or not this one individual celebrity is a chronic masturbator or not. And the actor would have to sort of push the paparazzi away and say, "I'm not a chronic masturbator." Or they would have to relent and say, "I masturbate from time to time," because if they don't do that, then their art, their work would be discredited. They wouldn't be going on the big screen, and masturbating their penis, in a form of art. It would be like in a form of perversion, if they didn't express that, because they wouldn't really be acting. And this actor would really try to branch out to different roles, maybe try to be more dramatic or try to be in a comedy or something like that. But all the producers would really want to see is just them masturbate again, just be a chronic masturbator again, because they just play the role so well that everyone would be urging them like, "Oh, you can just masturbate. You can just be a chronic masturbator for us. We really think this scene would do better if you were just masturbating." And it would just push this celebrity into more and more of a tightly closed space, a tightly closed box of just being the chronic masturbator actor. And as their money and influence increases in the world, and, you know, they'd have to contribute it all to playing that chronic masturbation role, and they'd have to play more chronic masturbation roles if they want to continue their rich lifestyle, even though they want to branch out. And so, like, you know, just as some singers that play movie characters or something like that, they have it in their contract that they have to sing or that they have to perform a song or a number. This actor would have to perform as a chronic masturbator at least once in a scene, at least once in a season, have, you know, a character catch them masturbating, have them play a chronic masturbator completely addicted to porn, you know, and just have them play those characters over and over again. And, you know, everyone would just accept that, they, you know, this person plays the chronic masturbation role so well that, you know, they keep playing it. They must want to be a chronic masturbator. They must want to play as a chronic masturbator. And they probably secretly are a chronic masturbator deep down. And you'd probably have a lot of copycats. You'd have a lot of people that would try to make the same amount of profit off of playing a chronic masturbation addict on TV. But none could do it like this actor. None could do it like this celebrity. And so, you know, people would just assume, like, the best chronic masturbator on television to be this person, to be this actor, to be this celebrity who just stumbled into the role. And it turns out that, like, they really know the chronic masturbation mindset. You know, everyone would know what their ass looks like. Everyone would know what their masturbation habits would look like, just because, you know, they'd play the role. And maybe even in private, they'd probably get off on it a little bit. They probably just sneak a bottle of poppers off the set for their own private use in their trailer, wear a robe all the time on their set, you know, and just try to sneak away and just, you know, just indulge in that fantasy a little. You know, being typecast as a chronic masturbator would just completely destroy their career, would just completely, you know, consume their career, and they'd be making millions off of it, but at what cost? You know, you can't go down the street without someone saying, "Hey, that's Jeff the Chronic Masturbator. I love that movie where you were masturbating your penis. I thought it was hilarious." You know, you couldn't go like two steps without someone asking you if you really do masturbate that way. You couldn't go like three steps without fucking baiters coming up to you and saying, "Hey, will you fucking sign my cock? Will you sign my jar of Albaline?" That celebrity would get sponsors from adult film content creators. You'd get people going up during meet and greets being complete chronic masturbators that want to take photos with this man. You'd get bait captions made of this chronic masturbator, even in people's sexual fantasies. You know, this person that may or may not be a chronic masturbator will definitely be appreciated by the baiter community for being a chronic masturbator. Because chronic masturbators would obsess over the representation that they got and, you know, really support this actor and in showing the world what chronic masturbation looks like. And towards the end of their career, they might even just come out and say, "You know what? I was a chronic masturbator this whole time." You know, they might sign some book deals after that, talking about their complete journey through becoming a chronic masturbator on TV. They might sign with some like sexual advice counselors and just like tell people about their stroking techniques, tell people what it's like, what it was like to be appreciated for being a chronic masturbator. And then they'd give advice to young aspiring chronic masturbators doing fucking inspirational talks, talking about what it was like during their heyday of being a chronic masturbator on TV. Then pretty soon those will fade into obscurity too. You know, the fans will go somewhere else, go towards completely open and out chronic masturbators that are new to the scene. And, you know, they'll just have to sit with themselves. They'll just have to really sit with themselves and masturbate all the time, knowing that they're a washed up, has-been actor who spent their whole life just chronically masturbating for their fans, chronically masturbating to impress all these people when they had bigger dreams of being a really developed, well-polished actor. But all they can do now is just act like a monkey and masturbate their penis. All they can do is just get on Chatterbait and show off their penis, show how chronic masturbation is done on a professional level.